Oasis Audio presents The Mystery on the Train by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, A Special Surprise.
I can't wait until Aunt Jane gets here,
10-year-old Violet Alden said. Violet and her younger brother Benny, who was 6, waited by the window. They looked out onto the street for their grandfather's car. He would be bringing Aunt Jane from the airport any minute now. Aunt Jane was living in San Francisco for a few months, so she could be with Uncle Andy, who had to be there on business. She had called a week ago and talked a long time with Grandfather. Then she asked to speak to each of the Alden children. But when she spoke to them, she said, "I won't talk long now. I'm flying from San Francisco to Boston next week, and I'll see you then. I'll visit you in Greenfield for 2 days. I have a very special surprise for you." Since that telephone call, the children had spent a lot of time trying to guess what the surprise would be. Now the special day was here, and soon they'd know. As they waited, 12-year-old Jessie asked, "I wonder why Aunt Jane would fly all the way across the country to visit for just 2 days."
"It must have something to do with the surprise," Violet said.
"Maybe the surprise will be cookies," Benny said.
He rubbed his stomach.
"Last time, she brought some special chocolate chip cookies."
"Are you hungry again?"
Henry, who was 14 and the oldest of the children, asked.
"You just finished lunch."
Benny glanced at the clock in the hall and said,
"Lunch was at noon. It's 2 o'clock now."
"I suppose 2 is the time for chocolate chip cookies," Jessie teased.